Welcome to The Shrinking Men Project.
The Shrinking Men Project, episode number one.
Hi there, and welcome to the first episode of The Shrinking Men Project. I'm your host, Doc Coleman, and I am the Shrinking Man. Some of you who've heard a little about this podcast may be wondering why it is that I decided to premiere it on December 19th. Why such an odd date? Why not wait for the first? Well, let me tell you a little story. 1 year ago today, I started my own weight loss program. At the time, I weighed 420 pounds. I'd tried various approaches to the fact that everywhere I went, the world was just built too small for me. I'd gotten sick of having to stand up in the back of meetings at work because all of the chairs had arms that were too close together and I couldn't sit in them comfortably. So I went to my doctor, got my doctor's advice. Whenever you go about looking at any kind of a weight loss program, you should get your doctor's advice because having that advice from your doctor can give you a really good idea of how to ease into it so that you don't take on too much and give yourself more health problems than you started with. Remember, consult with your doctor. My doctor's advice was for me to follow the Weight Watchers weight loss program, as she recommended that as a good program for balance of healthy food and giving me a lot of flexibility. She also recommended that I start exercising, trying to work my way up to exercising 5 days a week, up to 45 minutes a day. Now, I didn't have to do that all in one shot. As long as whatever I was doing for exercise, I did it in at least 10-minute increments. And by the end of that first 10 minutes, I needed to be exerting myself enough that I was already sweating. And the cat plays with her bell. My doctor also gave me a prescription for an appetite suppressant and recommended that as a way for me to make it easier for myself to keep to the Weight Watchers food plan. On December 19th of 2009, I went and I got my prescription, and since it was a Saturday, I looked at things and I said, I'm going to start this off fresh on December 20th, so I'm going to get my initial weigh in, I'm going to start at the beginning of the week and do things in nice weekly segments, so it's easy to keep track of everything. And on the evening of December 19th, 2009, we got hit by snowpocalypse. We had something like 3 feet of snow drop overnight. December 20th, I woke up, I took my appetite suppressant, I got dressed, and I walked outside and started shoveling snow. And that was marked the beginning of my experience. And for that first week, I got a heck of a lot of exercise. So, happy anniversary to me! It's been 1 year. I've lost over 100 pounds. We'll get into exactly how much a little bit later in the show. I'm feeling good. I've lost so much weight, I've pulled old clothes out of the closet and then lost more weight on top of that so that I'm out of those old clothes. And now I'm having to figure out how can I manage to keep myself clothed in clothing that are decent fitting and still have money so that I'm not replacing my wardrobe every couple weeks and being able to pay my bills and survive. So, and the cat plays with the bell again. Hello, kid. You're a good girl. You're just a little noisy. So, that's enough about rambling on history. On with the philosophy! Yes, we're going to start off with a philosophy segment in this show because a lot of people try to look at weight loss in terms of rules, and I tend to look at it in terms of finding the right mindset. So, for this week, we're going to be looking at an idea that I like to refer to as rule number one. Rule number one is, very simply put, and it sounds really corny, but when you get into it and you think about it, you realize that it's really helpful. Rule number one is just love yourself. Now, I know, really corny. Most people who are struggling with weight loss do so because deep down, they hate themselves. For most of them, this is why they gained the weight in the first place. And this self-loathing tends to undermine just about everything that they do. And a lot of people use that same self-loathing as a reason for cheating on their diet or for skipping their exercises. whenever they come up on something that is part of their program to get better and to get healthier, to shed pounds, to get in shape, they'll do it for a little while, but something inside says to them that you're not good enough. You don't deserve this. So they punish themselves by going and splurging on fatty foods or saying, I'm too tired to exercise today. These examples don't necessarily pertain to everyone, but if you've been trying to lose weight and you've been having chronic failures. Hi, cat. Yes, there are cats in the studio. If you've been having these kind of chronic failures, it's worth it to sit down and look inside and think about, what are you doing? Are you setting yourself up to fail? Are you subconsciously failing because you don't think that you're good enough to be healthy, to have a good life? The way to get over this is just accept who you are. Accept everything that you are. You don't have to be a perfect person. You don't have to be 98 pounds. It's okay to just be yourself. If you can love yourself just the way that you are, with all of your flaws, and accept that that person is a good person, that they can have a good and full life, you can start doing the things to make your life richer and fuller. A lot of people look at weight loss as a trial and an ordeal. I mean, it is a certain amount of work, but they view it as, you know, a great labor that they must undertake. But at the same time, losing weight should be a gift. This is a positive change you want to bring into your life. It needs to be something nice that you're doing for yourself because you deserve it. It is a gift you give yourself because you love who you are. You're doing something nice for yourself. If you can bring yourself to look at that attitude, it removes a whole lot of pressure to perform. You know, you can take away that pressure, but still keep the desire to change. You're bettering yourself not because you're a bad person, but because you want to be the better you. Because you deserve that better lifestyle. You deserve the energy, the attractiveness. All of these there are a whole lot of great things that come not so much with fitting some kind of societal ideal, but getting yourself to a place where you're eating healthy, you feel good, you're comfortable living the size that you are. For some people, that may still be 200 plus pounds. You know, you don't have to become skinny as a rail to be healthy and trim and in shape and happy. And because you brought that happiness into yourself first, it gets easier to do the things. Okay, that about wraps up today's philosophy segment. Take some time to think about it. You may want to listen to this podcast a few times over the week in order to reinforce it and let it sink in. For some people, this may not resonate with you, or it may not resonate at first, and it may take a while. I really think that this is a good way to approach things. It's one that's worked for me. It's one that turned things around for my wife when she was struggling with her weight loss. And I told her that the first thing she needs to do is love herself. For some people, this is also something that you've got to revisit periodically. Because if you have been harboring some kind of self-hatred, you might be able to get yourself over it in the short term. But those old habits don't want to die. And you may have to come back and think about it, meditate if that's what you do. Once you find yourself a good place to begin, remember that place. Remember how you got there, because you're going to need to revisit it when things get tough. Okay, it's about time for me to head off and do my way in. So while I'm going to go off and do that, I'm going to leave you this word from some friends of the podcast. Talk to you a bit later. Bye.
Hello, ladies and gents. Look at your fiction. Now back to me. Now back at your fiction. Now back to me. Sadly, your fiction is not Flagship Magazine, but you can still listen or read it in the format of your choice. Look down. Back up. Where are we? We are on a ship, sailing to the infinite destinations that Pirate's Cove magazine can bring you. What's in your hand? Back to me. I have it. It's a needle meant to subdue a victim, to torture them both physically and mentally, for the enjoyment of Abattoir magazine readers. So pick up the Flying Island Press magazine of your choice, and let fiction take you where you want to go. I've been abducted.
Okay, that was a message from my friends over at Flying Island Press. If you're into fantasy and science fiction, you might want to check out their magazines. You might also want to check out, if you're a writer or you're into the process of writing, you might want to check out their podcast. Their podcast is called Galley Table. They have been nice enough to let me be a frequent guest on their podcast. So they ribbed me a lot about being the most frequent guest because I just drop in on them when they're recording. Alrighty, let me tell you about my way in and how my week has been. Just got off the scale, and as of today, December 19th, 2010, I now weigh 305 and a half pounds. Needle kept wavering between 305 and 306, so I'm going to call it 305 and a half. That puts me 2.5 pounds down from last week. That's been a good week. And puts me 114 and a half pounds down on this past year from when I started. That's a lot of weight in a whole year, but most of it was done pretty much in little increments like that. So it's like counting your pennies. It all adds up. Okay, this past week has been busy, 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 busy. In addition to everything I've been doing at work, I've had a whole bunch of projects that I've had to get through. I've had to do this podcast, of course, for today. I also have a tech blog at www.niftytechblog.com. This week we do a Follow Friday episode for those of you folks on Twitter, and we also do tech reviews, which the next one is scheduled tomorrow. At the beginning of this week, I didn't have either of those, and I was looking at having to do that, and on Thursday I had a job fair to go to, and I was in the process of writing a short story for my friends over at the Every Photo Tells podcast at everyphototells.com. So I started off having 4 or 5 different projects that I needed to write this past week, and that has pretty much, having to do all this writing has pretty much dominated my week this week. And I got really lucky that a number of them I was able to get off of my plate. I managed to get Scott Roche, who is our resident Windows expert for the Nifty Tech blog, to do the Follow Friday segment for me. And so he took that and he did a good job. The review for tomorrow is a guest review done by author Philippa Ballantyne. She's a friend of mine who has been doing an internet blog tour to promote her latest release, which is the fantasy novel Geist, a very good book which I'm in the middle of reading, and I encourage everyone to check it out for themselves. So she turned in a guest review to me, which I'd been expecting for the past 6 weeks, but she's had to repeatedly put off because of publisher demands for her time for her next book, Spectre, which will be coming up next year, and some other work that she's had to do for a collaboration project, which will be coming out in June. That's the steampunk novel Phoenix Rising, a Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences novel, and that she's doing as a collaboration with T. Morris. So she's had a lot of demands on her time, but she came through for me this week. She contacted me Thursday night and said, I've got that guest review for you, and she got it to me on Friday morning, so I've got that scheduled for tomorrow. So if you're curious, then head on over to the Nifty Tech blog and check it out tomorrow. So she came through with a review on Friday, which took a lot of pressure off of me. I spent the first half of the week basically just going at writing my rewriting my resume and bringing it up to date for the job fair on last Thursday, because that was the thing with the short the closest deadline. As much as I liked the story I had in mind for Every Photo Tells, I just had to admit that I left things too late, and it wasn't going to be possible with everything else to get that in by the deadline. So I had a lot of stress this past week, which is not necessarily good. I got through. A lot of things came together at the last minute for me, and they got dealt with. I got 4 of my 5 exercises in. Unfortunately, I should have gone out and exercised yesterday, but a good friend of mine was having a birthday celebration, and after getting up late, I just decided that it was better to go ahead and do the prep work for this podcast so that I would have more time for audio editing later today so I could get it out to you, my listeners, on time, and go ahead and enjoy the party. My food has been pretty good this week, actually. I've managed to stay within plan every day this week. I've used a few of my weekly points. For those not familiar with the Weight Watchers system, Weight Watchers takes the nutritional information for each food and gives it a point value. So instead of counting hundreds of calories, you're equating certain size portions of food with a number of points. You get so many points that you can eat per day, and then you've got so many additional points that you get to spread out over the week. I had a number of events that kind of tended to inspire overeating during the week. I had a Christmas party for my work on Wednesday, or a Christmas luncheon, and I managed to not only get through that well, but I managed to do that day without actually having to dip into my weekly points. I had a dinner out with some friends and a movie on Friday night, which also went really well, and I met my daily points exactly for that day, although I was hungry when I got home, so I had a little snack and dipped into my weekly points. Saturday, I had a friend whose birthday was actually Friday, but he had his party on Saturday, and again, that involved another dinner out and going to a movie, but I got through it all. And I didn't use up all my weekly points. I got, like I said, I got 4 of my exercises in, so I actually earned a lot of points through exercise, which is another thing Weight Watchers does when you go, it, as an incentive to go out and exercise. When you exercise, you earn more points, which you can then spend towards food, which is nice because if you have a mistake early in the week and you blow a lot of points, you can then exercise to earn things back to make it easier. I tend to do the exercise and attempt to arrange things so I never eat into my exercise points. I haven't done as well on my exercise, but I've done pretty well on my food this week. Lessons learned: look ahead at your schedule. Try to make sure you're not hitting too many things all at once. Even when you've got holiday parties, you can manage it fairly well. You just need to approach it with the idea that, okay, I may not be able to pre-account for everything that I'm going to have. I may not know what's going to be there, but I can keep it in my head what's good for me, and I can pick those things out. If I'm going to do little indulgences, make sure that they're just little ones. Those were good lessons. Moving forward, well, I guess the first lesson I've learned is to make sure that I'm not delivering a philosophy segment on this show at the same time I have to deliver a review on my tech blog. On the tech blog, we do reviews every 2 weeks. So next week here on the Shrinking Man Project, we're just going to have a simple check-in. And the week following that, we're going to have another simple check-in. So it's going to be 2 weeks until we get another chunk of philosophy. And of course, next week I need to make sure I get all of my exercises in, so I'm going to head forward with that. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and try to wrap things up here. Thank you for coming along for the first episode of my podcast, and I hope you've enjoyed listening and that you will look forward to listening again next week. I think this is pretty much how things are going to go for right now. Things will still evolve as I get more experience with doing the podcast. For the episodes with philosophy, we're going to have the philosophy segment and then the check-in. And then the other weeks, we're going to have basically the check-in and the weekend review. And then as I get feedback from people, we'll have feedback segments where we may take some time to talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. If you would like to give me feedback, well, you're welcome to leave comments on the blog, and you will find that at theshrinkingmanproject.com. Or you can, if you've got something that's a little bit more private, you can send an email to me at doc@theshrinkingmanproject.com. Or if you like, you can leave me a voicemail. We have a voice line set up, and just give me a call at 240-745-5022. The voicemail line goes straight to voicemail, so just leave a message and I will get it. And if we've got good audio and I like your message, it may be on the podcast next time. Just give me some kind of handle to identify you. It doesn't necessarily have to be your real name. And let me know where you're from, and let me know what's on your mind. If you like the show, if you don't like the show, if you'd like to see something else, I'm open to all kinds of feedback. And again, that the voicemail line is 240-745-5022. Obviously, that works if you're in the United States. If you're outside the United States, you can call the voice line from the blog. There's a little widget there that will let you have Google Voice call you up, and it will connect you, and you can leave your voicemail that way. We do not yet have forums on the website, but that is a project that is in work, and I will let you know once we get the forums up, and then we'll have forums so that you can not only talk to me, you can talk to the other listeners. And yes, that's it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoy the ride. Talk to you later.
The Shrinking Man Project is a Swimming Cat Studios production. For more information and show notes, go to theshrinkingmanproject.com.